Fine Arizona Saturday morning greetings to you, the Arizona homeowner, from us, the entire team at Rosie on the House. We are every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We strive to put a smile on your face, a twinkle in your eye, and a skip in your step. We take the fears, anxieties, and worries of home ownership and melt them away for you. You've got something you're trying to get done in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We are the number for you. You call in regardless where you are in the great state of Arizona to the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are, if you can hear our voice, we've been to your neighborhood, and we can all but absolutely guarantee that. And knowing your neighborhood, knowing what corner of Arizona you live in, we can guide you and direct you not only to the best tools, the best products, the best tricks of the trade and the tips, but we can also lead you to the best contractors and service providers in your neighborhood. That's what we've put together when we've put together the entire protective umbrella that covers the state of Arizona called Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning broadcasting for one reason, to take your calls, to answer your questions. 1-888-767-4348. We do have a little catch up from last week.
Oh?
Yeah. Nothing serious. I didn't say anything too wrong. But a very astute listener. We have some very astute listeners, like the fella that corrected you on Gordon Lightfoot's Carefree Highway.
Well, there was a gentleman that called and said gave his whole spiel about how Carefree Highway, the song by Gordon Lightfoot, was about Route 74 right here in Arizona. And then it was all according to Wikipedia. Then we get a texter that says, Rosie, I attended the Gordon Lightfoot concert a few months ago. And he told the story about how, and according to Wikipedia, he saw it and wrote down Carefree Highway and sat on it for 8 months till he wrote the song. Well, according to this texter who was at Gordon Light's concert, said he saw it, wrote it down, and wrote the song the next day. Well, there's a little conflict in how, but yes, Carefree Highway by Gordon Lightfoot was about Carefree Highway in Arizona. I was assuming probably not, because he's always singing about Canada and Canada and North where he's from, and it was probably something Canadian related, but nope.
And for those of you that have tuned into the Home Improvement Show and want to know why we're talking about Carefree Highway and Gordon Lightfoot, it's because in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, we had Dr. David Dean, assistant professor of history from Grand Canyon University, come in and talk about the history of roads and motor coaching and what I did on summer vacation, show and tell kind of story about touring Arizona, Route 66, and all of the great highways throughout the country. So that was in our 7 o'clock hour, and that's how we got off on Gordon Lightfoot and the Carefree Highway. But now it is the open line hour, where we open all the telephones for you to ring in. Let's visit with what you're trying to get done. As Jennifer, my wife, sweet Jennifer's in the call screeners booth. She'll see the ring, pick up the phone, get your name and your number, where you're calling from, what your question is. We've got John on hold. We've got Ray on hold. We've got Devin on hold. And we have one open line if you'd like to jump in. But before we go to the callers, let me just set the stage here by, I was talking about this big umbrella called Rosie on the House that covers the state of Arizona. And we cover the state of Arizona for the purpose of protecting you, the homeowner, from spending money on things that aren't going to get the results that are being promised. We also protect you from unscrupulous contractors, and we protect you from yourself. And we do that by this radio show, 4 hours every Saturday morning, by our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We're celebrating 29 years on air. We've been answering people's questions for all those 29 years. All of those questions to home ownership and all of the answers for you, the Arizona homeowner, this is Arizona specific, are located on that website, rosieonthehouse.com, as well as service providers and contractors screened from all over the state of Arizona that serve in your neighborhood that we guarantee will treat you right. The other thing we do is we write for several newspapers throughout the state. And in tomorrow's paper, the Casa Grande Dispatch, we're going to be talking about 10 ways to make your bathroom safer and more comfortable. Jennifer has just recently returned from Chicago with the company Remodel Direct to get trained on how to make homes more safe and more convenient for those of you who want to stay right in your home and not age out to another facility. So, and this is a huge growing concern. So Jennifer is actually in the process of becoming certified as an aging in place expert. So we're excited about gaining that information for Rosie on the House Remodeling. And then I'm going to put on my Karnak hat. Who remembers Karnak? Do you remember Karnak?
Oh. The magic turban by
Johnny Carson.
I was gonna get it. He was off the air before I was old enough to stay up that late and watch.
I'm gonna put my Karnak hat on, and I'm gonna tell you what is gonna get published in the Arizona Daily Star next Sunday.
Not tomorrow.
No, eight days
September
in the future.
10th.
We write a regular article for the Arizona Daily Star, the Sunday edition paper, where we take the questions we receive from homeowners in Pima and Pinal and Santa Cruz County, and we answer those questions in writing for the paper. So next Sunday, we'll actually be writing about a house that has a peculiar air conditioning smell. How many times have we answered that question for homeowners all across the state? Someone's lived in Tucson since 79, they've never seen a scorpion since 1979.
They're lucky.
And now they're seeing scorpions, 3 or 4 scorpions a month. What to do about that? Can I stop mesquites from dropping pods all the time? And I have an orange tree, and every time it produces flowers in the spring, the wind starts to blow, the blossoms disappear, and I never get any fruit. So we take those questions from the Pima, Arizona homeowners, and we answer them every Sunday in the Arizona Daily Star. That's what we're doing for you, as well as taking your calls. Let's go to Ray first. Welcome Ray into the conversation. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House. Ray?
Good morning. I'm having trouble with my pool.
Okay.
Have had for quite some time. My pool steward is not available. I tried filling it today again, and the water level doesn't seem to be going up. Plus, the sweep didn't really work. It has on and off works. So my real question is, I have interviewed a person or a company called Solar Pool Covers. They hibernate your pool.
Yeah.
We never use it, never. We're very elderly.
Okay. All right. So you've had Tom out to the house?
I don't know who the person was.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just asking you what you think about hibernating the pool, and does it remove my responsibility for taking care of it?
It virtually removes it from taking care of it. The man that invented that solar pool cover invented it as a favor to his dad, who was at the same point you are. They weren't using the pool. They were actually traveling a little bit more than they had been before, and the pool had become more of a diversionary maintenance item than it was an item of enjoyment. So Tom invented this cover that went over the top of his dad's pool. It stayed there, Ray, for 5 years. And when they removed it and tested the water with virtually little to no maintenance at all, the pool was in fine shape. They removed the cover, reconditioned the water, rebalanced the water, and they were back to a swimming pool. So it is an excellent option.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way I'll go. In the meantime, I still don't understand why I had the hose filling the pool for almost an hour, and the water level doesn't look like it went up very much. So
how old is the pool, Ray?
Well, the house was built in the 70s, the middle 70s, and that's how old it is.
But you've had it resurfaced or reconditioned.
No, I have never had anything done to it.
Okay.
Just maintenance.
Okay. So if it's a 1970s plaster job and it's a 1970s vintage original pool, and you can't get the water to hold a certain level or you can't get it to pass a certain level, we probably have a crack in the swimming pool bond beam somewheres or over at the skimmer, and the water is actually, you know, it's got to be going somewheres, and so it's going in the ground in and around your swimming pool. So let's stop trying to fill it. Let's have Tom or his crew take a look at it, maybe troubleshoot it, and we may want to try and do some waterproofing and some sealing to stop that leak from occurring, and then we'll get it covered and get the pool retired from there.
I see. Well, that's wonderful advice. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Well, Miss Ray, we appreciate you listening. That's what we do. We try and help the Arizona homeowners any way and every way that we can. One of the things I want to talk about swimming pools is that when a pool won't hold its water and you can't get it to fill up, a lot of times what we tell people is, look, you're trying to find out, does the pool have a leak or is it just evaporation? Because prior to the monsoon season moving in, the evaporation can make you think you have a leak. What I tell people to do is take a 5-gallon bucket and fill it with water and put it on the second step down into the pool and make sure the water level inside the bucket and in the pool exactly line up on the bucket to exactly the same place. If the water disappears from the bucket at the same rate it disappears from the pool, it's just evaporation. If the pool level drops faster than the water in the bucket, then we have a leak and you've got to do some further investigation. All right, we've got John, we've got Devin, we've got Gloria all lined up.
And we'll get to them. Well, we appreciate the calls. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.